If we carry on supporting each other, we can make this state full.
That was a Monday.
If they're this scared of this little building, think about what we can do if we ran all of Bristol together. Just an idea. Many empty buildings at the moment.
And this is why this has been like an empty building for like 7 years.
That's it.
Hello, I'm Ben Ritchie from Bristol Housing Action Movement. This is a resistance to an eviction in Gloucester Road in the bank next to the prison. We're here partly because the squatters involved didn't get a fair trial. They got no trial at all. They were given the wrong time for the Zoom hearing, so they've had no court case. And we're also saying that we're going to start campaigning against the criminalisation of all trespass, which is what the government is now proposing. And we're just saying that people must be allowed to have a place to live, and they must be allowed to protest and campaign. This is our land, not the government's land, to dole out as they see fit.
You're talking about the criminalising trespass. What's going on with that? Because as far as I know, it's a civil offence, and you know, it's generally quite a light touch, trespassing.
Well, the idea is to criminalise all trespass. This will make any deviation from a public footpath a crime, going onto anyone's land without permission a crime, being in any building a crime, doing any protest a crime, being anywhere that's you're not given permission to a crime. And this just completely stitches up all protest in Britain altogether.
But it's also not necessarily going to be good for travellers, is it?
They'll be completely wiped out. They won't be given any consideration whatsoever, without even being given the chance to have another place that the councils or the government can give them. So it's utterly inhumane.
What's the point of resisting an eviction like this? Surely at the end of the day they're going to be pulled out by the bailiffs.
There will be, but there are over 100 people here on a main shopping street in Bristol. We're publicising what the state, basically, the authorities are doing to homeless people. We're showing that we're resisting. We're saying that we can all work together, and if we work together, maybe we can push back this relentless pressure against the homeless, the poor, the dispossessed.
Look, everyone else in this street is paying their council tax. These people aren't, are they? Why should they be able to get away without paying it?
It's important to point out a lot of people don't pay council tax, particularly those who are poor or unemployed. These people may or may not pay council tax, I don't know. The fact is that they are occupying a building that has been empty for over 7 years, to my knowledge, and completely useless. So they're doing something positive, even if they're not contributing with money. But I know for a fact that they've put their own work and money into this building.
How do people find BAM if they want to find you? Where can people find you? And what do you actually do?
There's a drop-in at PRSC, Jamaica Street 2-4. We'll give advice for homeless people, squatters, travellers, activists. We've got a BAM number, and they can contact and ask people on the street, because we're well-known, so we should be known to people.
Thanks very much.
People are being supposedly unlawfully evicted from their homes, so something that affects everyone potentially and should concern everyone.
And what do you think about what's going on here?
It seems like a very disproportionate response by the police and the authorities in attempting to gain control of the situation.
It's an unlawful eviction of people from a home. Too many police that could be out doing better things, supporting the community in better ways other than trying to evict people who otherwise have nowhere to go.
Yeah, so why so many people out here, do you think?
People are here to support the people that are being evicted.
We live literally right around the corner, and there's a lot of homeless people that are here. For the last month, I'd say these people have been helping more than anything. They've given food and housing to people that have been struggling and just been living on the streets and had to sleep in the cold in like minus degree weather, when the government themselves aren't offering any housing for these people in a pandemic, which is terrifying, because like, if you think about it, the very like health lifestyle that they live, if they got sick, they could die. They are the people that are at risk. and now they're treating these people like criminals, while the people are actually doing the job that they're supposed to be doing as law and order, claiming that they're bringing it. Personally, I think it's just disgraceful that they think they have the right to criminalise these people that are just trying to do good for a community they're claiming to defend.
Why do you think there's so many people here?
Because I think a lot of people agree with me on that point of saying that this is unfair and unlawful in every way. A lot of people support what these people have been doing and have seen the benefits they've given to our community in this area of Bristol. And I think they're angry about it, and I think they should be.
Okay, have you been into there? Have you actually chatted with any of the squatters?
I've chatted with a few of them. There is a homeless man that's normally always outside here, and I used to come and bring him food, and I'd sit down with them, and they'd come play music with him. They were really, really lovely. They offered me to go in once because they have like a free clothes thing, but luckily I was quite busy that day. I haven't actually seen inside the building, but having spoken to like four or five of them, they were really, really lovely, kind people. I sat and sang with them, and they were just really, really nice to be around.
So what's going on exactly? Because we've got a lockdown apparently, and there's supposed to be no evictions during a lockdown because of the obvious dangers.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I think there's no standpoint. They had a court case and didn't tell the people about the court case, didn't let them defend themselves. They're basing these principles and laws that we know right now aren't put into place. You can't have evictions during a lockdown. You can't evict people without giving them the right to have a voice and to speak up about it. And you can't just treat people like criminals when they haven't actually done anything criminal.
From what I know, it seems like they've got a fair point, because it's a pandemic and they're standing up for people that don't have housing, and it's bullshit having all these empty buildings and they're just sitting there empty when people have nowhere to live, don't have a roof over their head.
7 years apparently this one's been empty.
Well, there you go.
I think like, ultimately as well, when there's so many empty buildings that aren't going to be used by social housing and they need that, it's going to be bought by like a big housing company to get it redeveloped, so that people have to pay loads of money for that no one can afford, but it's just been empty. So either it just stays empty or big companies buy it, like they do it with churches, they do it with empty village halls, everything. And you know, there's so many people that need a home and it's just an empty space.
The problem is that all of these buildings and all of the money in our society stays in the sort of upper class, you know what I mean? It doesn't trickle down. It all stays up there, and as Matty said, it will be bought by someone, a private company, and turned into something that doesn't benefit society when there are people that are homeless. This is commenting on a wider problem in society. Do you know what I mean? I think this is speaking about all of the injustice and the fact that people are suffering.
Especially as there's like a somewhere like Bristol where there's like a huge homeless problem, homeless population, and not enough funding for social care. There is social care available, but there's not enough funding, so people can't access it, people can't kind of make the most of it really.
Yeah, I guess we want to talk about the no trespassing laws that are coming forwards and how it's about our...
What's happening there? Can you just explain?
So Pigeon Shit Collective have occupied this space. It's a statement about sort of housing and our housing crisis and inaffordability to rent and to buy and things like that. People don't have enough income coming in to support living prices and living costs, and it's about, if we've got abandoned spaces, why can't we occupy them and make them better? You know, why is that illegal? Why are we not allowed to reside in the UK and occupy spaces that are abandoned and being misused? So these trespassing laws and legislations that are being put forward, which are directly incriminating homelessness, wild camping, protest with encampment and occupying buildings that are abandoned. So that's kind of like a really big thing to be criminalising something like that. This building's been empty for 7 years, so I think people are just happy. What Pigeon Shit Collective have done is just been an open space for community, free shops, workshops. You know, they developed this place a lot more if they were given half the opportunity as a social centre, as a community hub, and the community have felt that. And they just want to say, yeah, great, we love what you're doing, because this building's being left to rot for 7 years. We want to see something happen to it. And what they were doing was obviously something that people support. So that's why they're here. And I did also just want to say, like, the people, you know, we feel passionately about our country and England and the Great Britain and the UK, okay, yet we only have access to less than 10% of that. So, like, you know, we're not even allowed to go anywhere. And I think that's a big issue. Is it our country? Is it our land?
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Chris Gedge, and I'm here in support for the Pigeon Shark Collective. And basically, like, these people in Occupy Movement from London, they've come up here to highlight the fact that our Trespass Act is being, like, revoked from us, potentially. It's gone through, like, a white paper, now it's on the yellow paper. So when that happens, it means that ramblers, people that use bridle ways, anyone that trespasses any form of land, i.e. like people who, like us that live on site, if we're on, like, a land without a building, we don't have any rights anymore. Instantly, and the police can enact it under the CJA amendments that have just been passed through Priti Patel. And so so basically they're trying to criminalise, like, about two-thirds of our society in the UK.
Yeah, but we're in the middle of, we're not in the countryside here, are we? We're on Gloucester Road, one of the busiest roads in the city, right in the front of all the and there's not a lot of sort of country walks right where we are here. So what, how do you link the two? What's going on?
It's because we'll be criminalised under the same act. So therefore, like, the trespass of a commercial premise, for example, can therefore our rights to do, like, shops, anything that isn't residential, the same as under Section 6 of 12A that you got revoked from us before. Now, it's, LASBO does not apply, so we can do pubs, shops, commercial warehouses, et al. But however, that right to our right to roam and our right to trespass will then include that act and revoke it. So therefore, we will all be criminals for still squatting.
Now, as far as I know, the right to squat actually goes back, well, to the dawn of time. There's always been, yeah.
To the Magna Carta, defo, yeah. And there's a court case that's coming up to highlight that in 2 days' time in Bristol.
But you see, I mean, everybody has somewhere, needs to have somewhere to live. What about the wider picture? This is happening during the lockdown. It's also lots of people losing their jobs at the same time.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, not everyone's lucky enough to be furloughed or be registered as self-employed, for example. So universal credits, they tried to spoil the general populace by giving them £20 a month pay rise. Like, when people in abject depression and, like, an oppression can't even go out that much. And the highlight of most people's days at the moment is, like, if they're living with a partner, if they're lucky enough to, then they go to the supermarket at a different time, so they've got something to chat about. There's a massive level of depression, like, it's disseminating over the country. But the government seems to be kindly sort of sorting things out financially, but it doesn't actually, it's not ultimately beneficial to people mentally. And in the long run, they're using, like, the post-Brexit rights that they have now in Parliament, so we're no longer under the European Court Human Rights, but we are still under the UN, so we do have some rights left, but we're clinging on straws at them at the moment. We're on the edge of a cliff axe.
The council will say these people, if they're homeless, they should join the council waiting list and they'll find them a flat.
Yeah, well, however, that's 5 years minimum for a single person, and it has been for the last 21 years since I've been in Bristol, and that's why I've always stuck swatted and lived on site, and I bought my own van, and now they're trying to make my van life illegal. So they're going to make it illegal for me to live in my own house. But I work away 5 days a week and get put up in a hotel. If I come back at the weekend and get caught sleeping in my van for a night, then I can be subject to, like, a 3-year imprisonment or £5,000 fine.
So where do you think all this is heading? I mean, this is not going to be the first eviction, is it?
So it's basically...
Or the last?
It's basically, from my perspective, it's insider embezzlement, like, on the council's behalf, because they've taken, like, lots of land off us, cleared it in the name of doing something useful with social housing, and then basically they've got their friends, the contracts, so they've backtracked. For example, the music arena that's supposed to be opposite Temple Mead, that was supposed to be a big street arena like Cardiff, and however, they've completely, like, retracted on that, and now they've sold it to all their friends on the cheap, so they can build all the really naffy, like, non-insulated, like, houses. They're even housing people in CNC containers because of a grand and a half at the moment, and people are supposed to be happy about this housing situation, when, like, really, like, they should be, like, giving people real houses, but they're not going to. What they want to do is they don't want to see anyone, from my perspective, they don't want to see people living on the streets. It's dirty. they don't want to see people living on the streets when they actually, like, when they deem it as that they don't have to. But then they're getting the money from central government to pay extortionate rents for, on their behalf, but they go straight to their friends.
Okay, Tony, have you got a press car, please?
I have, yeah.
It's not a problem, I'll talk to anybody, but it's just... Fantastic.
Right. So, you just explain what's going on, because obviously a lot of people want to know...
Tony, let me tell you, yeah. I'm not doing an interview, okay? So, I'm in command of an incident, which has got about three different problems, some of which are quite risky. Let me go and command that. Our press office are sat in silver with the log. They will know as much as I do, and they'll be able to help you. Okay, you've got the number.
The main question is: this is a lockdown, isn't it? Why are they evicting people in a lockdown?
I'm sorry, I'm not doing an interview. Press office. Thanks so much, mate. Cheers.